The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
This broadcast is for information purposes only and should not be regarded as a recommendation or an offer to sell or solicitation of an offer to buy securities or investments mentioned herein. This broadcast is the opinion of Jordan Kimmel. At the time of this broadcast, a member of Mr. Kimmel's household owns shares of the company discussed in this program. Additional information on topics discussed herein available upon request. Good morning. Welcome to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel, the show that will take you through the ever-changing world of investing for a profit. Now, here's the host of Magna Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Magna Investing with me, your host. And as always, we have lined up a couple of experts to talk to, this time again in the fields of social corporate responsibility and some transparency ethics and accountability issues as well. And it's time now to make a exciting announcement. We have now finally made formal arrangements with Voice America to start our second show, which will be titled after our new initiative, Trust Across America, where we'll be bringing on all the experts in the fields and exactly these most important issues. How do you build and rebuild trust in businesses? Probably the biggest issue that we face in today's era. And in our Magnet Investing show, we have guests lined up for the next several weeks, as we have in the past, the leading experts in the field of investments. We'll bring on Aaron Brown, the author of The Poker Face of Wall Street, the risk manager, the senior risk manager for a $20 billion hedge fund in Connecticut. He's just actually asked the author of The Quants, a great new book, to join us, one of his close friends. And we continue to roll down with the leading experts from the various fields. What I always do in this segment is kind of zero in on the markets themselves, a little shorter lens. And, you know, what's dramatic right now, as we are in the first week of March, the indexes, well, they haven't moved a drop. The psychology of Wall Street remains 100% schizophrenic. Folks, we can't seem to get an answer from the pulse of the psychology of the market, whether people actually have come to recognize this new bull market that I have said started back in March. We put out several PowerPoints and webinars back there on what we thought the issues to look at in terms of the cash on the sidelines, the psychology, had not been that negative ever in terms of having cash on the sidelines as a percentage of the stock market itself. So fast forward to where we are right now, and I always tell people, don't look at the averages, look at the underneath the advanced decline lines, look at the number of new highs and new lows. These are the internals of the market. So if you were looking at an individual, you might look at the color of their face, but if you can go in diagnostically to check blood pressure and go in and look at the heart and the lungs, well, what you saw in yesterday's market, there were two stocks, all, that traded above $12 a share that made a new 52-week low. Two stocks, that is the epitome of a lack of selling, a lack of distribution, if you will, in the market. In terms of the new highs, we've been waiting for new leadership to show up. Well, yesterday we had over 400 new 52-week highs in the industries I said this yesterday on Fox. While everyone's talking about Obama's health plan, whether will it, what it, wouldn't it, won't it do? Well, the number of new highs in the medical field was one of the highest new sectors to emerge. This is a growth sector, folks. We're looking at consumer, discretionary. We're looking at retail, energy. This is actually where all the new highs are coming from. So, in fact, there's 400 of them. That's a sign, in fact, of a very healthy market. But most importantly, what we shared is it's not the market. The same way if someone asks you how real estate is doing, well, real estate is doing very differently in Ohio than it is in Florida, than it is in Alaska, than it is, and let's send our best wishes to everybody in Chile and Haiti. Those real estate markets around the world, around the country, every one of them is distinct. Every one of them is individual. The entire premise of Magnet Investing is to dig deeper than the indexes, to deeper than the surface, and find those individual companies that rank at highest on the Magnet financial parameters. And now we talk about revenue growth, we talk about margin acceleration, and what makes a business go around from a business standpoint is actually cash flow. So for years and years, I went on CNBC talking about earnings manipulation, talking about earnings engineering and sharing. If you're following quarterly earnings on companies, folks, you are missing the boat completely. But now we've gone to, in fact, another level, and this is what our new show will be about, as we've actually gone to experts that measure different metrics. And if you will, there's a new acronym coming out. We've incorporated the Magnet stock selection process along with various other metrics, which we cannot share quite yet, but we will very shortly. And what we're looking is trying to measure companies from a trustworthy standpoint. Can you actually not only know what they're doing, but how they're doing it? And I think this is why we've been kind of migrating this show in advance of the new show, bringing on experts in fact, the very important business of social responsibility, transparency, accounting. So these are the ways I think that the individual who is hearing about double-dip recession and then hearing other people talk about, no, it's going to be inflation, and talking about other people, no, there's no job growth, and woe is me. Well, in the last segment of the show, we will go through several economic criteria that would actually surprise everybody. In fact, the strength of the economy, the strength of the world economy, while the media likes to always point to the next fire, the next problem, the next issue, and get people who are absolutely freaked out and defensive. Now, I coach my kids' basketball team. And yesterday I was in the gym waiting for our game to start, and there's a very, very successful surgeon in the area that I've known for over 10 years. And we haven't caught up in a while. He's saying, but I'm scared to death of the deficit, and all my money is in the money market. And I got scared out last year when I thought everything was falling apart, and now I'm frustrated. I'm earning less than 1% in the money market. And, Jordan, isn't there too much debt? Isn't there too much corporate debt? Aren't there too much bankruptcies? You know, what the heck is going on? And I reminded him, if there was a way you could just take your eye off the macro picture of what you think is going on and what you think is going to happen and isolate not hundreds but just a dozen companies that get it, that have a product that's under demand, that has cash flow that's accelerating, well, at that stage of the game, folks, I think what you need to do is tune out the economists who generally get it wrong anyway. And earlier in my career, maybe 15 years ago, I saved a piece from Payne Weber, which showed at that time a 10-year study of the 50 leading economists. And they're not talking men off the street, women off the street. The 50 leading economists not only generally get the magnitude of the interest rate move wrong, they actually get the direction of interest rates wrong. So these are the leading economists, folks, and if you're planning and thinking 5 and 10 years out on cause and effect of deficits and currency, you're just missing the boat. You're trying to do something really nobody can do. And like Warren Buffett has said, if you spend an hour thinking about the economy, you probably wasted 59 minutes. And the thing to do is to isolate individual opportunities for ownership, whether it's cash flow through real estate, whether it's commodities or equities. What we know is that inflation is vastly underreported. Folks, if you're sending your kids to college, or you're going on vacations, or if you're taking your kids to ball games, or movies, or clothes, or food, we realize there is dramatic inflation that's quiet and it's creeping. And if you keep yourself in a sub 1% money market waiting for the sun to come out, you're missing the boat, and you're missing how the investment world actually works. So one of the things I'll be doing is the American Association of Individual Investors has asked me to come out, speak at a few of their chapters, and go to the individuals who are very clearly confused by probably too much media, too much information. And what happens is, as the kind of conveyor belt of data and information goes faster and faster, it's like Lucille Ball in her famous scene when she's trying to make cakes on the conveyor belt. It just turns into a mess. So you need to slow it down. You need to think a little bit more long term. I don't believe in day trading. I don't believe that you could look at a picture of a stock and figure out what to do. Now, we combine technical analysis with our Magnet stock selection. But, folks, it's time to go to another chapter of investing, a more sustainable way of evaluating companies, and a most importantly, a way to tune out the crazy, crazy fanatical, you must pay attention to the next economic number type of nonsense that comes out of the media. Now, I don't want to berate the media too much. This month, I am on Fox 8 different times. I'm on CNBC 3 different times. I have articles in 3 different magazines this week. So we don't want to berate the media too much. I'm too much of a part of the media. I think the point is you have to allow people a chance to think. You have to point them in a direction where they don't wake up Monday and think of recession, and then wake up Tuesday, think of inflation, Wednesday's recession, Thursday's inflation, and by Friday they have no idea what they think, what they own, what they traded, what they bought, and what they sold. That's the way to the poorhouse. And it's what we do here is continue to bring on experts in their own individual fields. Where we're going next is a fantastic piece on social responsibility of corporations. They go by the name of profit. We will be looking forward to hearing a new way of looking at social responsibility and measurement. Stick with us, folks. We are right back with more Magnet Investing on Voice America Business. Stick with us. We'll be right back with more. Thanks.
Stocks, bonds, investment opportunities, financial news, and talk. We can help. Call us now toll-free, 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
At the Magnet Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magnet Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks. Dialogue is the single most powerful leadership tool we have to make a difference in the world. Leading Conversations with host Cheryl Esposito creates a place for that dialogue. Tune into the Voice America Business Channel every Friday as Cheryl hosts new conversations among leaders from around the world in business, government, art, economics, and social change. We'll explore big ideas and everyday actions and learn how their own leadership has led them to discover a newfound sense of possibility in the world. Leading Conversations with Cheryl Esposito, bringing big thinkers together in conversations that make a difference, right here on the Voice America Business Channel, every Friday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Are you tired of the government squandering your tax dollars on bailouts and overpaid bureaucrats? On Free Markets with Dr. Mike Beitler, Mike Beitler and his guests explain why big government regulations are the problem and innovative businesses and free markets are the solution. Listen to Free Markets with Dr. Mike Beitler, Thursday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Network.
Are you ready to grow your business? Listen for the Independent Business Owner Show with your coach, Rick Corrado. This entertaining talk radio program will bring you the tools to help increase your business. You'll learn sales success, time management, lead generation, business development, life balance, and much more. Rick Corrado is here to help you take your business to the next level. Listen for the Independent Business Owner Show, heard live every Monday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Network. When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magnet Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guests, dial toll-free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magnet Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back to Magnet Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And it is a pleasure now to bring on a leader in the field of social responsibility and reputation ranking of public companies. We're bringing on Anisha Pierce from Profit. What a great name, and welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
And if you could, you know, the M in Magnet stands for management. It's the person behind the scenes that's most important. So before we get into your work itself, if you wouldn't mind just a little bit of history of your own background and Profit, and then we'll get into some of the studies you've done and what you're doing right now.
Terrific. Well, as you know, I'm Anisha Pierce, and I'm actually an associate partner at Profit. Prior to my brand and marketing strategy work, I actually started my career as a strategic business planner in finance with PepsiCo, so I have a little bit of appreciation for the numbers and the facts and the figures. And then I actually evolved my career into more of a focus around the consulting world, specifically around marketing and top-line growth. Doing that at Accenture, and then now at Profit. So I've spent most of my career thinking about ways to make brands and marketing activities more relevant, and reputation has certainly become one of those things that's critically important to brand building. Having a strong reputation is clearly important for a variety of reasons, but also very obviously relevant to performance in the marketplace and having kind of a strong growth perspective.
Right, fantastic. And so what we were talking about here is not the margin growth, the cash flow growth. We're talking about something that really resonates with the individual, how a company does things and what their reputation actually is. And while a lot of people look at that, maybe you want to delve in a little bit specifically what you do and what Profit does, what they evaluate.
Well, so specifically, as I mentioned, we're a brand and marketing consultancy, and one of the areas that a lot of our clients had been wrestling with, you know, over the past 5 years or so, most prevalently is around reputation and understanding what the linkages are between reputation and their brands and becoming increasingly relevant with consumers and customers just generally speaking. So we started doing a lot of work over the past, I'd say, 3 or 4 years around measuring that linkage between brand and reputation, and we came up with what we're calling our reputation index around the extent to which target stakeholders, in this case consumers, really trust, admire, and respect companies and the relationship that has to actual sales performance, willingness to purchase, pay more for, recommend, all those things that actually impact the bottom line. And above and beyond that, not just at the consumer level, but with employees, it's increasingly important for attracting and retaining talent. So making sure that you're a company that has values that are in line with the employee, that you, something that the company, you know, the employees can be proud of, is obviously something that motivates employees to want to stick around longer and be more loyal to the company.
Right. So let's take a peek at a couple individual areas. We're not looking at the stocks themselves, but clearly a couple of major names of the last 10 years in terms of having the highest maybe reputation and brand. We're talking about Toyota and AIG. A lot has changed.
Yeah.
How do you guys look at that?
Well, interestingly, in our study, Toyota, while not at the top of the list, but in the auto industry, we did a study back in the summer of 2009, and in that study, Toyota came out the darling. I mean, they were the number one in the auto industry of those companies included in our study. Their reputation scores were 10 points higher than their next best peer. So clearly doing very well, and they were doing really well on a variety of fronts. I mean, obviously, people's perceptions of their high-quality products and services, obviously the cars themselves being very reliable, feeling like there was value there, gave them peace and, you know, consumers had peace of mind that their cars were going to run and work the way they're supposed to and have a long life. In addition to the things that Toyota had sort of preempted, which is around kind of leading the charge around hybrid vehicles and having environmentally safer and more friendly vehicles on the roadways. So all of that obviously was prior to the recent news around some of the issues they've been having with some of their vehicles on a variety of fronts. And certainly Toyota's had a lot of attacks for its perhaps slowness to respond. But, you know, our view is that, you know, hopefully this is a bump in the road for them. They have built up a lot of reputational goodwill over many, many years. And we do believe that the company is doing, taking steps towards, you know, communicating to stakeholders about the plans that they're taking to address these issues. We think that, you know, hopefully this is a bump in the road and not something where they're going to fall from grace over the long term. They're doing a lot of things, you know, you see their advertising around their commitment campaign, really talking about the things that they're doing, even talking about service reps who actually have those cars themselves and the things that they're doing to ensure that customers on the roads have safe vehicles that are being addressed and taken care of immediately. Their website is very prominently displaying the things that, you know, consumers can do to address any questions they may have. There's videos about the things that they're doing. There's also very clear communications around the kinds of things to do, you know, news updates just to keep people in the loop and aware of the situation. And they're also using social media. So they're using their Facebook page to have an opportunity for people to have a voice on the topic. And even some fans of Toyota are creating their own I Support Toyota campaigns individually. So you can see that, you know, there is some benefits to the social media, both positive and negative. But here's an example of a positive story where, you know, Toyota buyers who have been extremely loyal over time are supporting Toyota and talking about the things that they like about the company. So I think those are some tactics that, you know, being open and transparent, having a dialogue, all of those things are going to be extremely important for Toyota as they look to kind of rebuild and kind of get out of this situation.
Right, and then, you know, one quick comment. You know, a lot has been said by a couple of people that said, you know, they spent so much time on reputation up front. If they had only really had a reputation for low cost, they probably would have been blown out of the water here. But because they spent that much time previously on reputation and quality, that people can look at this as a bump in the road and actually stick with them. And I think your points are terrific on that.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I do think that they've spent, you know, the past 20 or so years really focusing on the things and actually even being very anticipatory. I think they look ahead. They're trying to find the ways to maintain their relevance, and that relevance has manifested itself in, you know, you touched on it earlier, some of the social responsibility elements. They are taking that very seriously, and they're doing it in a really business authentic way, which is in their vehicles. It's like, look, you know, we realize that the environment is an important thing to protect. We realize our cars emit things into the environment that aren't good. We want to make sure that our portfolio expands to you know, present options for our customers and our consumers who we know are going to continue to drive. As much as we'd like to think that everybody's going to jump on a bicycle, that's probably not going to happen if you've got four kids in a car seat. So you need an alternative. And so if there are those alternatives, they seem to have done a very good job in really maintaining their relevance and doing it in a very authentic way. So.
Well, let me share that you were nice enough to share with me a study that Profit has done on winners and losers.
Yep.
And if people would like more information on your company, what the services you offer, want more information, if you could share your contact information, ways to reach you, and then the last thing I'll ask you after you do that, there may be something that I forgot to ask you that's kind of, you know, front in your mind. And I give you the floor to share it.
Terrific. Well, as I said, I'm Anisha Pierce, and I can be reached best probably via email or my office line, so I can give you that. It's apierce, APEARCE, at Profit, PROPHET.com. And our website, our corporate website, if you want to download any of the information that we just talked about, we have loads of studies, and the reputation study we just mentioned is also included there. And that URL is www.profit.com. And my phone number is 312-879-1930. So anyone who wants to talk more about reputation or brand building or marketing strategies, feel free to give me a ring. And then the one thing I would say to close is that I couldn't underscore the importance of building reputation and maintaining reputation. I think it's one of those things that you're going to get a reputation one way or the other, so you might as well actively manage it. So, you know, we are really seeing very clear benefits to doing this in the sense that, you know, people are willing to pay more for, two times more for products, you know, actually four times more for products and services, and 10 times more likely to recommend your products and services. So if you're trying to find the business reasons for doing this, there's absolutely the business reasons for doing it, not to mention the performance that companies with strong or leading reputations garner in the marketplace are pretty tremendous. Even just in the past 10 years, or 5 years rather, companies with leading reputations have outperformed the S&P by over 100%, and stock prices for these companies are actually almost 90% higher than the average. So there's a lot of compelling business reasons for it, and as consumers that are investors, it's also a benefit to them.
Right. Well, Anisha, I think you hit on all the right parts. It's not only good business, it's the way you do business. I think your personal experience and background with Pepsi and Accenture has served you beautifully. I personally will be looking more into Profit, following your studies, and look forward to getting to know you and Profit much better. And I appreciate your time today.
Thanks so much, Jordan. It was a pleasure.
All right. And folks, that was just terrific. This is exactly where we want to bring the thought leaders of America on. And what we'll do next is we're going to bring on Robert Stack, who has gone the nonprofit route, has built several, and has one of the leading nonprofit organizations supporting people with disabilities in this country. So we're looking forward to bringing Robert on right after a quick commercial break. Folks, you are listening to Magnet Investing on Voice America Business. We'll be right back following a quick word from the sponsor. Stick with us, folks.
Whether the market's up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you.
Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
At the Magnet Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magnet Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here.
Perform at your maximum potential, you need to have all aspects of your life working properly. On Mind, Brain, and Body, Dr. Michael John Kell will bring you honest, open discussions concerning your physical, mental, and financial health. If you're ready to find purpose and meaning in your life, tune in to Mind, Brain, and Body every Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific. Mind, Brain, and Body on Voice America Health and Wellness. Radio dedicated to your health, wealth, wisdom, and purpose.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magnet Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guest, dial toll free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magnet Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And folks, welcome back to Magnet Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And as we've been doing throughout the years now, we've been bringing on people making a difference, doing the right thing, both businessmen and otherwise. And what we're going to do is we're going to bring on right now Robert Stack, who 21 years ago founded Community Options, and a nonprofit supporting people with disabilities in the country. And Robert, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very, very much, Jordan. I greatly appreciate it.
Holy, and Robert, let me just share, as I always do with our guests, the M in Magnet stands for management. I think one of the most important things is the men behind the scenes of the organization. So if you will, why don't you spend a couple of minutes on your own background and what led you to actually form Community Options, along with the other groups. You've obviously did several other businesses. Share your story with us a little bit.
Sure. I started Community Options, as you said, 21 years ago. And before that, I was working with other nonprofits. And one of the things I noticed, Jordan, was that when you have these nonprofits that are in existence, that they're separate entities. Many of them operate in different locations throughout the United States, but they're separate entities. And while that's a really wonderful thing, and there's a lot of good elements to that, the bad part of it is that there's a real reason why Chase Manhattan merged. And what banks and other places saw was that if they were able to consolidate their administrative costs, they were able to actually serve their customer in a less expensive, more meaningful way. So what I decided 21 years ago was I realized that there were people with severe disabilities who were being served by families who, you know, mom and dad, you know, they have Joey, and Joey's now 30 years old, and he's in a wheelchair, and dad can't pick him up and put him in the bathtub as often. Maybe he has cerebral palsy, or maybe he's a person with autism or mental retardation. And what happens is that when these folks get into these kinds of situations and mom and dad can't take care of him anymore, then what are they going to do? Well, the only alternatives they've historically had was to put them in institutions or to put them in places that really weren't to their benefit. So I left an agency and I said, you know what, I'm going to start an agency that's really going to really help some of these folks. And quite frankly, Jordan, I called up some of my friends, my chairman of my board, who was my college roommate. He's now the chairman, but he started off just getting involved a little bit 20 years ago, and he's the senior vice president of Hershey. And I said to him, Tim Dunnigan, I want you to come on my board and help me form this nonprofit. And he said, really, you think you'll do anything? And I said, yeah, I think so. So we started it 21 years ago. I had, I think, about $50,000 that I put up and to start the organization. And I started it from my house, and my office is in Princeton now, but I had my house at the time was in Bordentown, New Jersey. And quite frankly, Jordan, I used to answer the phone, you know, community options, please hold. And I acted like I had this large staff, and it was me and these volunteers that helped try to get the word out. And right now we have 2,500 staff.
Wow.
Our budget is, we're in 9 states. Our budget is about $70 million a year. We have over $20 million in assets. So what happened was, when we started figuring out ways to serve people with disabilities, governments said, wow, not only are they doing it better than we can, not only are they doing it cheaper, not only are they doing it more efficiently, but they're also helping these people get jobs. So we started to grow more and more. We opened up a flower store in New Brunswick, New Jersey, and there's people with disabilities that are working there, and they're delivering flowers, or they're maybe all they can do is wash the refrigeration unit down.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth is, Jordan, you know, and I know, you know, you're a tremendous investor, and you've got a huge background, and the people on the show all listen to some of the things that you say. But, you know, and we all work for money. Let's not forget about that. But we also work to feel good about what we do. And if you take a person with a disability who really wants a job, and you find him a job or you help create a job in an entrepreneurial environment, you change that person's life. Because we all work for money, but we want to feel good about what we do. And one of the things I've realized a long time ago, Jordan, is that there's a direct relationship between the severity of your disability and your level of loneliness. And just like everybody else who makes connections and makes friends at work and whatever, people with disabilities, they have a harder time doing that. And if you can create, we have a business called The Daily Planet. We have one at here. We have them in Dallas. We have them all over. We have an office. So let's say you had like Jordan Kimball Associates, and you wanted to have a small investment office. Well, we'll answer the phone, Jordan Kimball Associates. We'll shred the documents. We'll do everything. We'll give you the letterhead. We have conference rooms. We have catering. The entire infrastructure is paid for by, you know, your rent. But that money satisfies the debt service of the buildings, but it also, the infrastructure is all done by people with disabilities.
And so, but, you know, Robert, that is a tremendous story, and what you're talking about is not looking to maximize profits. You make a great point that a nonprofit has to support itself, but when you're making a difference in people's lives and you're actually creating work for folks that, you know, around their needs, I think that is something that everyone can understand and everyone can appreciate. And I think that, if I'm not mistaken, I drive by a place in Morristown called the Daily Planet. I don't know if you know that facility.
Yeah, we have that one. I'm glad you brought it up. We have one in Morristown. We have one in Moorestown, southern New Jersey. We have one in Princeton. We have one in Dallas, we have small gift stores in Mount Olive. We have one in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Mm-hmm. So we're doing things all over the country. And again, as you say, you know, we as a nonprofit realize that, you know, of course, if people want to be involved with us from a realm of bequests, or people want to be involved in us, as we're a very transparent organization. You know, we have what's, you know, in our business, it's called a 990, the IRS 990 forms, where we're totally, you know, audited by a lot of different accounting. We have a large accounting firm, Willem Smith & Brown, that does our accounting. and we provide we're very transparent and we're very ethical in how we deliver services. But we also believe that, you know, that the whole purpose of this is that we're doing something to make society a little better, and we're also doing something that is where because of the size of our organization, Jordan, mm-hmm. our administrative cost is less than 11%.
Wow, that's a great number for a nonprofit doing what you're doing. You know what I want to do, Robert, before they play music over our conversation. This is a very important thing for me. I think it's a very important thing for the country and society. If you could take some time out to share contact information, whether it's phone number, website, where people can learn more about what you're doing and more about what Community Options is all about, please share all your information.
Sure. First of all, if you just Google Community Options, you'll get us. But if you don't want to do it that way, you go to www.comop.org, and that's easy. And then we have an 800 number, 877-875-1212. And my name is Robert Stack. Like I said, we're all over the country. We're a wonderful organization to get involved with. We are always looking for good staff. We're looking for good volunteers. And we're also looking for people that want to be involved in helping us with major gifts and other sorts of things.
Right. Well, I think that's a great, great cause you're doing. And you know, maybe there's something, we have a minute or so left in the segment. If there's something I forgot to ask you, something you want to share, you know, please, the floor is yours.
No, thanks. The fact that, that you put us on is really wonderful. We really continue to grow. And what people really need to realize is that, you know, everyone has somebody they know with a disability that's been affected in their lives. And you have to ask yourself, what are you going to do? And disability doesn't know, it's not discriminatory about race or color or creed or ethnic or the amount of money you make. It touches all of our lives. And if you can help us, we can help others. And I just hope that some of your listeners will actually give this a second thought. And I appreciate
right.
it very much.
Me too, Robert. That's why I had you on. And let me ask, is probably some of your facilities would accept some volunteer work, maybe from some senior citizens or from some students that don't have disability that just want to help the cause?
Absolutely. We're definitely open for that. We have a lot of people from Kane University, from Rider University. We have a lot of students that get involved with us, and we are always open for it. We have kids that graduate from high school or kids that are even seniors in high school that get involved. And senior citizens are wonderful because they, as you know, have the best work ethic. I always look at them as being, you can always rely on a senior citizen. If they say they're going to be there at 9, you can count on them being there at 8:45. So thank you.
Well, listen, it's really been my pleasure, and this is what we do here at Voice America, and especially on my show, Magnet Investing. We bring on the leading investment experts, but we also want to make sure this world continues to be sustainable, reaching out for each other. Robert Stack, one of the best examples we've ever had on the show for that. I really appreciate his time. Folks, after a quick commercial break, I'm going to go through some facts and things that the media likes to gloss over as they paint the picture of the sky falling and making sure that you listen to the next economic number. And, folks, nothing could be further from the truth. We'll take a look at the long-term view, where growth is coming from, following a quick word from our sponsors. Stick with us. We'll be right back with more Magnet Investing following a quick break.
Whether the market's up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
At the Magnet Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magnet Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
It's sex education like you've never heard before. Want to improve your love life? You know, that love life. Join sexual wellness expert and certified erotic educator Jaya for Sex with Jaya. She'll bring you cutting-edge techniques to expand your erotic repertoire. Jaya will offer advice and speak with guests who will shed light on everything to do with sex. You can even listen together with that special someone. Sex with Jaya is broadcast live every Friday afternoon at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. Frankly Speaking About Cancer is a program designed to empower survivors and their caregivers to deal with the social and emotional challenges of cancer. Drawing on resources from wellness communities throughout America and abroad, the show will invite physicians, researchers, nurses, social workers, patients, and caregivers to share their advice on how to live a better life with cancer. Join host Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Wellness Community, Tuesday afternoons at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magnet Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guest, dial toll-free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magnet Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And folks, welcome back to Magnet Investing with me, your host, Jordan Kimmel. And what I want to do on this segment is kind of lay the road to the future, because I think it's a lot simpler and easier, frankly, than most people understand. And the subject of my speech that I'm going to be giving over at the American Association of Individual Investors is understanding the correlation between the economy and the markets. And that's still, frankly, the short view of things, because they're very uncorrelated, and oftentimes you've seen, like, the fall of 07, when apparently the business community had never been brighter. You could not literally buy a crane or a tractor from Caterpillar. You were literally on a wait list. They were talking about every boat in every single harbor leaving full and then coming in full again to the next place. World trade had never been as massive. 1 year later, the international shipping rate had dropped by 90%. You could buy a crane any day you wanted, and it apparently, as the politicians who were trying to tell us that they were saving us, we're talking about the end of capitalism as we know it and the financial system about to break apart at the seams. The biggest exaggeration and misrepresentation that I could ever even imagine. But the point is, in the markets themselves, if you want to really make a whole lot of money, you follow Warren Buffett and every other thought leader that says you simply need to buy when there's a maximum amount of fear, and just you have to believe that the sun will come out again one day and the sky will not fall. And when the investment community is quacking and enthusiastically talking about how great things are and how unbelievable the future looks, well, you have to be willing to give a little bit of the ownership back and sell a little bit. Now, let me tell you, there's a very small, going into the midterm, now that's the short term. In the midterm, there's one indicator, it's really all you need to look at, period. It's called the yield curve. And the yield curve represents the difference between the short-term interest rates and the longest-term interest rates. And when you have a steep yield curve, meaning the short-term rates are much lower than the long-term rates, Well, there has never been, I'll say it again, there's never been a period in the history of this country that you have not seen economic growth with a year later. Okay, what we sit right now is the steepest yield curve in history. And someone reminded me recently, history is a pretty long time. So every single time you've seen a steep yield curve, it's led to growth. The current rearview mirror says it's not going to happen. There'll be no jobs. There'll be no new industry, period. Okay, that's the short term. Look at the yield curve. It has literally never been steeper in history. That's the intermediate term. Now, a quick peek at the long term. I'm embarrassed sometimes how old I am. I don't feel this old. But when I was a kid, there were 200 million Americans. There are now 300 million Americans. That's a lot of new people in this country in one lifetime. But the world population, I think, has gone from something like 2.5 billion to over 6 billion. Remember, we still only represent 5% of the world's population. Now, in my new book, The Magnet Method of Investing, I take a whole chapter to refute this nonsense that the aging baby boomer and the curtail spending by the age wave theories is a crock of nonsense. I'm sorry to be that blatant, that cold, because it actually is introduced by a pretty smart guy. But what he's not taking into effect is what I call the globalization of consumerism. And what that means is the individual in Sweden who is a socialist, or the individual in China that goes under a communist regime, can go on the internet and buy something from most corporations. Now, frankly, there is a little bit of website, privacy issues maybe in China, but the point simply is that the consumerism that is spreading throughout the world, people talk about China every day, but folks, there is a humongous bull market taking place in Peru. People are talking about Brazil, but it's everywhere. You're looking at the Vietnam region is growing immensely. Folks, there are more people buying their first toaster oven and moving to the second meal of the day than there are anything else going on in the world. And so what's going to happen is what we need to figure out, frankly, is not whether the sky is going to fall and the business as we know it is going to stop suddenly short. What we really have to understand is that the growth in consumerism is uncurtailed. Wall Street got into a leveraged global margin call. That was Wall Street's problem. Somehow the politicians made it Main Street's problem. And I think they did it personally, simply, just to get elected. They wanted to tell you how terrible things were, and you got to get these guys out, and you got to get us in, and you have to have a big government to solve everything. And I think that's a bunch of nonsense. But the point is, where we're going, we're going to go from 6 billion people to 9 billion people. And when my kids get older, there'll probably be 500 million Americans as we begin to open our borders and allow this country to continue to grow. The issue's not going to be whether there'll be business and new businesses and new industries, but how do we do it in a sustainable way? How do we consume more without consuming the very globe? And so in my latest article in Equities Magazine that's due out this week, I talk about an echo boom from technology. Now, in 1981, when I graduated college, there was 12% unemployment, and the country was in much, much worse shape than it is today. People thought there would be no new jobs, America is broken, and then suddenly there was a company called Intel, and then suddenly there's a company Microsoft, and then Sun Microsystems pulled together, and 30% of the country is working in industries that didn't exist 30 years ago. So the future happens to be very bright. Look for clean tech. Look for 100 new industries that I don't even have the imagination to think of quite yet. But that's what the future does look like. You just have to be willing to look for the magnets within the investment community to profit there. So, unfortunately, our hour's up, but we're going into a dual hour. We're going to be having Trust Across America on Wednesdays. We're going to be keeping Magnet Investing here on Thursdays. And if you want to hear more about it, my direct line, call me direct, folks. It's 973-210-4578 for professional money management using the Magnet Stock Selection Process. Folks, have a wonderful week ahead. It's beautiful here as the springs around the corner in North Central Jersey. Have a wonderful week ahead. We'll see you right here next week on Voice America Business. Have a wonderful week ahead. Bye now.
Voice America Business Channel would like to thank you for logging on to Magnet Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Tune in each and every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern Time for another exciting hour of Magnet Investing. Right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, the Voice America Business Channel.